We're learning Masech Neshamis, Daf Kuch Chavav and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah, the Machlekesh of Blez Nechom by Pekak HaChaloin. Now Blez says, when you have something that stuffs up a window, it has to be kosher v'toli, it has to be tied to the wall and also hanging, not dragging on the floor. And that's the only time you're allowed to use it to stuff up the window. And the Chacham say, no, it doesn't have to be kosher v'toli, even if it's not tied to the wall or hanging, like we'll see in the Gemara. Whether he's saying a bechal doesn't have to be tied to the wall, or he's saying lamaisa it doesn't have to be hanging, that's what the Gemara discusses. Al kapanim, you don't need both. So Gemara starts the sugya, it's talking on the bottom of Kuf Chafayim and Beis, that both of them agree that you can't make an oil arayim betchila b'yantif ain't tzarech loyim b'shabbos. You can't make an oil arayim betchila on yantif or Shabbos. And the machlekes is a safa. The Blazer says you're not allowed to be meisif on an oil arayim, and the Chum say you're allowed to be meisif on an oil arayim. So what exactly is the Isser oil, and how does it apply? There's a machlekes rishenim. There's a machlekes say Rashi and Tesis. The two mahalchim in Rashi, how we're learning up in Rashi what he holds the Isser of oil is. And in Tesis also, the two mahalchim, like we'll see, two mahalchim in the rishenim, to understand Shita's Tesis with the big nafkamin al halacha. Rashi says that an oil is only a gag. A mechitza is not an oil. And Rashi brings a raya for Gemara in Erevin. An oil is dafka roof. When you have a wall is not an oil. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says that there was a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, about a certain chatzir, if you're allowed to carry, if it's open to the other chatzir. And Shmuel went and erected a wall, and Rav was upset. And the Gemara says, so why did Shmuel need the wall? The Gemara says, Shmuel is just making it for privacy. But Rav said, you're not allowed to carry. So you see, clearly you're allowed to make a wall for privacy. I'm a first year Gemara in Erevin. So an oil is just a roof. When you put up a roof, that's an oil, and that's aser, but making a wall is mutter. And the question is, a safal oil, like Rashi brings the case of a safal oil, let's say you have a mat, which you have a tefach of it that's spread out, but the rest is rolled up, but if you have a tefach spread out, so you already have an oil, so then you could roll out the rest of the mat, that's a safal oil, that's the machlekes or blaz in the chacham. So the shaila is, the pkaka chaloin is a wall. It's not an oil, Rashi says, it's a roof. And here the Pekaka Chaloin is a wool. So what's the pshat? So Rashi Be'ah says, Pekaka Chaloin de Masnisa Mishun de Binyan Kavuahu. That's because it's a Binyan Kavuah. But the Marshal says, we're not Gersa that. The Marshal changes the Gersa in the Rashi. And in the Marshal's Gersa, he says, have a Lamala Begag V'loim Minatzat. But if Pekaka Chaloin is on the roof, it's not in the wool. Now the emphasis Tesis, both in Erevin, Daf Mem Dalad Amin Aleph, and also in Sukkah, Daf Tezayin, Taisus says that Taisus is Geiris like the Marshal. That according to Rashi, Pkaka Chaloin means a roof. Taisus is bothered, usually he doesn't use the word Chaloin, usually he uses the word Zeruba, but it means a skylight, it means a window in the roof. And the emphasis when the Gemara on Daf Kuflam and Zayinim and Beis brings this Machlaikis again, Rashi says that Pkaka Chaloin can Aruba Zengag. Rashi says clearly, like the Marshal, it means a window in the roof. And Taisus Zichel learns Rashi that way. So there's one sign in Rashi that there's no such thing as a oil in the wall. The oil only can be a gag, and Pekaka Chaloin has to be talking about a skylight, a window that's in the roof, that's being mal on the house, as opposed to being in the wall. But Rashi Lefanenu says not the way. Rashi says it's different by Pekaka Chaloin because of the binyan kavua, umezik kameisif ala binyan. And the Rishonim say that clearly, the Rajba and the Ran. And the Vart is like this. The Machlekes is, when you have something which is Aser to make on Shabbos, are you allowed to be Meisif on it Ba'ifin Arai? Like you have an oil you're now allowed to make on Shabbos. So Rav Blazer says, who would then to be Meisif on the oil Ba'ifin Arai is also Aser. See, similar by the wall. The wall is not just an oil, the wall is a binyan. You would not be allowed to make the binyan on Shabbos. So again, being meisif on the binyan is the same, ba'if and arai, is the same idea as being meisif on the oil arai. See, Bnei Yeshua, in Sukkah, he reads ice, that the malacha is baina. That's not a roof, that's even a wall. Baina is baina. But the pshat is an idea that an oil blinds the binyan. So he says, kipshuta, an oil is a tent. A binyan is not called a binyan unless it's kavua. You put a temporary partition, that's not a binyan. A binyan means kavua. But an oil is a tent. Tents are arai. And they still have a din binyan. That also you learn from the Mishkan. That the oil pot, which is arai, is also a binyan. So Rashi learns this thing that it's an oil has to be a covering. That's the side of oil that works by arai. That's called a malachas binyan, even though it's arai, as opposed to a binyan. But like we said, here's the other pshat in Rashi, that the machlekes of lezna chamum wouldn't only apply to a safa on oil. The machlekes of lezna chamum would apply to a safa on anything which is also to make on Shabbos. You're not going to make this wall on Shabbos. You're being meisif to it, but if and arai, Rav Lezer holds its asit, Nacham holds its mutter. Those are the two mahalchim and Rashi. One is that oil, according to Rashi, could only be a roof, and we have to zetzerayim by a roof. And the second is that an oil could be a roof, but this Gemara could be talking about a window in the house, in the wall, because since the wall is asir, so then Rav Lezer would hold that they suffer, but if and arai would be asir as well. Now, Taisa has a kasha from the Gemara in Erevin Naf Mem Dalet. The Gemara in Erevin is Mavur, that according to Rabbi Lezer, you cannot make any of the walls of the Sukkah, even the fourth wall, on Yom Div, on Shabbos. And according to Chachamim, you cannot make the third wall, but you could make the fourth wall. Habaday from Shlishi, Habaday from Nuvi. So here you see clearly it's a wall. And nevertheless, you see that it's called an oil. So you see clearly a wall could be called an oil. So the Karban Isanel brings the Teretz on Rashi from the Megineh Shleimai to Pneishu, his grandfather always defends Rashi, Megineh Shleimai. And he says, it's Mamish Rashi and Erevin, if you're medactic in it. Now Rashi there, when the Gemara makes the Chotim, the third wall and the fourth wall, Rashi says, the B'shtei Defanes Ein Kori Oihel, V'chi Ovid Be Deifin Shlishis Mashvi Lei Oihel, and the Rabban hold, you don't make an oil Rai B'tchila, and Deifin Nevi is the B'lava Chihavi Oihel, Hay Tesefes Ba'almuhu. So it's just a Tesefes, Rabban Tamei Adom Amar Mesifin Oihel B'Shabbos. The Zakta Megine Shleimai that the Karban Asana brings down, when he says Shtei Defanes Ein Kari Oil, he means the Schach is not called the oil. Not that the two Defanes is not called an oil, but Shtei Defanes Ein Kari Oil means the Sukkah, meaning the Schach is not called an oil. When you make a Deifin Shlishi, Mashvil Oil means you're making the Schach into an oil. When you make the fourth wall, you're just being Mysef on the oil. But the oil is not the Mechitza, the oil is the Schach. But by making a third wall, you shaft that the schach should be an oil. Because it's not really an oil if you only have two walls. You need three walls to make the schach into an oil. That's a pshat in the Gemara. So right there, only the roof is an oil, the walls are not the oil, but when you make a third wall of the sukkah, you're turning the schach into an oil. Now Taisus makes a chilek that la'olam, because like Rashi wrote in Mefurash Gemara in Erevin, that you're allowed to put up the mechitza litznias. So Taisus makes a chilek between a mechitza materis and not a mechitza materis. That's what Rebbeinu Tam holds. When you have a mechitza which is tuing oif a chaleis heter, mashal, it's the third wall of a sukkah, so it's making the sukkah into a sukkah, and Rebbeinu Tam says that's really the pshat in the Gemara in Erevin. Because Shmuel held that you're allowed to carry in the chatzar, so the mechitza is not making any heter. The reason why Rav had a problem with what Shmuel was doing was not carrying. Maybe Shmuel wasn't carrying. Maybe Shmuel was wearing the sheet to go to the wall. But the reason why he had a problem with it wasn't Shmuel doing it, he told someone to do it, but the reason why Rav had a problem with it is because since Rav held it was usher to carry without it, so now that you make it, you're being mat to carry. So it's a mechitza materis, blimes an oil. So the Paiskim, in Simon Shin Tazvav, they discuss other cases of mechitza materis on Shabbos. L'mashal, if let's say there's Svarim in the room, and someone would want to be Meshamesh Mitasei, or some would want to be Eisit Shrachav, and you're not allowed to when Svarim are in the room, and you make a Mechitza of Asarat Fachim in order to be Matarit, so that's a Mechitza Materis. So any Mechitza which is Matarit for a Sukkah, or for an Erev to carry on Shamus, or to say Dvarim Shebekdusha, the Makam Tzaya, or anything like that would be Asar and Shamus, that's a Mechitza Materis. As opposed to a mechitza between men and women, there it's mefurish in the Paiskim from the Mordechai that they made a mechitza by the drasha that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That's called litznias. The pshat is, even if that mechitza is required by halacha, but it's not a hilchus mechitza. It's not a chaloy shem mechitza like a mechitza so with dine mechitza to be matir. You need that there shouldn't be a irvuv between an ashim and ashim, and this mechitza, we just call it a mechitza, this curtain, this wall, is separating. But the yisayid of the mechitza is not a mechitza with a chaleis heter, it's a mechitza that's made litznias. Litznias is required. But that's the vart. That's not called a mechitza materis. has a discussion in the Magen Avraham that if you don't have a mechitza sasara, if you make a mechitza in the entire room in front of the svarim or in front of an air for tashmish amita, he says, so then you could stand. It's not, you don't need the hilchus mechitza for it. The svarim are covered in that case. So maybe that wouldn't be called the mechitza materis. There's a discussion about that. Or maybe the pshat is fart. You don't need the tznius there. The mechitza won't be matter without it. That's a discussion in the Pesachim. And al-Kapanim, the site is mechitza materis. But the two ways to shtel it avek, and I saw this in the Avnei Nezer, very, very clear. Two ways, the Avnei Nezer is in Simen Reish Chaf Aleph. Two ways to say this teretz with a very big nafkimina lahalacha. Two nafkiminas lahalacha. The way Taisus and the Rishonim here, the Rajba and the Ridva and the Ran, the way they say this teretz is like this. That be'etzim, when you made the third wall of the sukkah, which is Aser, the fourth wall is mutter because it's a Taisus al-Oyel Arai. The third wall really also would be a Taisus, but since it's a Mechitza Materis, we don't consider it a Taisus, we consider it a Mechitza Betchila. So the Pshat is, when you have two walls and you add a third wall, that's a Tesefis al-Oyel. When you have three walls, when you add a fourth wall, it's a Tesefis al-Oyel. By Tesefis al-Oyel, it's mutter, except if it's a Mechitza Materis. If it's a Mechitza Materis, then it blinds an Oyel Betchila. So L'chaira, and the Avnei Nezer reads this ice pretty much, so Taisus holds that a mechitza could be an oil. An oil could be a roof, an oil could be a mechitza. The reason why you're allowed to make the fourth wall of the sukkah is because it's a tesefis al oil. Because you're just adding to the structure. Now there's a chiddush, when the mechitza is matir, so then even though you're just adding to the structure, that's called an oil betchila. But L'chaira, if you have a standalone mechitza, you're not being meisef al oil. You're creating the oil from scratch. The mechitza is not added to an existing structure. You're making the structure metchila. So that would be aser according to Taisus, even though you're just making a mechitza, and even though the mechitza is not being matir, because Taisus stresses that the site of the fourth wall is because it's a tesefis al oil. And a chayri means that if you have already one wall, so the next wall is a tesefis al-oil. If you have already two walls, the third wall is a tesefis al-oil. But if you don't have any walls and you create walls from scratch, that's not a tesefis al-oil, then you're making the oil. So even though you didn't make a gag, you just made walls, and the walls aren't matter, it would sound like from Taisus, so that would be aser. Second chiddush of Taisus, even though you're being meisef al-oil, but if it's a mechitza materis, even though it's a tesefis al-oil, it would still be aser. So it should come out, l'chaya mikolshkein, that let's say you have part of the mechitza made. Let's say a person wants to set himself up in his room that he could be oisit zrachav, will be mashamish mitasei, and it wouldn't be a problem in his svarim. But he doesn't want the mechitza to be there, generally speaking. So he makes one tefach of the mechitza there, and then when he needs to, he pulls down the mechitza and makes it a mechitza of 10 tefachim. He's being meisef on the mechitza, but before it wasn't matter, and now that he was meisef, it's matter. So Taisus says, any time you shaft the heter with what you're doing, that's not called tesefis al oil, that's called eisen oil ben tchila. So it'll be aser. That's what'll be the mashmais of Taisus and the Rajma and the Ran and the Rishainim here. But the Mordechai, and also the Beis Yosef and the Dark of Moshe bring down from the Re'im, Rabbezu Mitz, the Ireim, and the Ur Zerua, they hold that the Pshat is that even if you're making an oil, mitchila, if it's a mechitza, it's not an oil. And it's not the Pshat that the fourth wall is mutter because it's the tesefis al oil. The fourth wall is mutter because there's no such thing as an oil of a mechitza. The only time there's an oil of a mechitza, if it's matter, and that's the Pshat in the third wall. You see, they're also arguing about another nekuda. When you have one wall and you make a second wall, is that a tesefis al oil or is that another oil? Taisus calls it a tesefis al oil. These Rishonim call it an oil. But as a consequence, these Rishonim, the Arzurua, the Blazim Mimitz, and the Mardchai, they hold that you're allowed to actually make an oil. I mean, actually make a wall, even not a tesefis, as long as it's not being matter. And the second thing is, that they hold, and that's what's brought down in the Ramah, that you're allowed to be meisef al oil even if the isaf is going to be matir. The Ramah brings it's the Maram, the Dark Emesha brings it, that what he used to do is, he would be mashed in mayim in his house, and there was svarim in the room, and he would have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, he'd put up the mechitza tefach, And when he needed it, he would put down the mechitz in front of the svarim, 10 tvachim. So, tesefis oil is mutter according to them, even when it's being matir. And that's the psak in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch says that the only time a mechitza is aser is when it's matir. In other words, even a standalone mechitza, even nana his safa, mechitza be'etzim alone is mutter unless it's being matir. And secondly, if you're being meisif ala oil, or being meisif ala mechitza, even if it's being matir, it's mutter. So these are the two mahalchim in Taisis mahalach. The Taisis and the Rajba and the Ran and the Ritva, they hold that mechitza could be an oil. Navas, but when you have other mechitzas in the structure, the second, third, fourth wall of mechitzas is meisif ala oil. But when it's matir, then meisif ala oil, when it's matir, blimes an oil mitchila. And that's a pshat in the Gemara and Sukkah. And that's why the third wall is aser. Mashain came to other Rishayim hold that a mechitza is not called meisif ala oil, but a mechitza, even standalone, then would be mutter. And when it's matir, it's aser. But even when it's matir, it's only aser to make it mitchila, but they consider making the second and third and fourth wall making it mitchila. But if you have that particular mechitza, tefach made, your lander can finish it and make it be matir, as the sefas oil is even mutter when you're being matir. So I saw in Minchas Aril, he tells us on the chayu, it's a good aura. Now, Bishleim lefi the Rishayim here, we can understand it's the same machloikis. Gag and mechitzas are both oils. Reb Leza holds, you're not allowed to make an oil, you're not allowed to be meisif al oil. That's why you can't make the fourth mechitza in the sukkah. Just one chiddush, that making a fourth wall, or a third wall, or a second wall, that's called Hesafa. So that's totally in the machloikis of Leza and the Rabbanan. And one chiddush, that when it's matir, that's called mitchila. Just that's the chiddush benetam. When it's matir, even though it's Hesafa, that's called mitchila. So we understand how that fits into Machlekes of Lezen Rabbanan. But according to the Rishayim, the Arayim, the Arzarua, the Mardchayim, there's one Machlekes, everyone's masking a gag is an oil, and there's a Machlekes if it can be Meisif on the gag. And there's another Machlekes which the Gemara tells Sue is Mechitza called an oil. The Chai is two separate Machlekes in. And in that Machlekes, if it's Matir, then everyone calls it an oil. And if it's Matir and you're Meisif in it, so that would also be telling Machlekes of Lezen the Chachamim. But making the fourth mechitza the sukkah, they don't consider that a tesefis. Why is it mutter? Because mechitzas are not oil unless they're matir. So why doesn't Rav Leza hold to that svara? Rav Leza just says it can't be meisif on an oil. Who's stating then that a mechitza is an oil if it's not matir? Azei gutterstel. Ulai, if Rav Leza holds that a hisafis oil has a din oil, so who would in a mechitza also would have that same chumrah as a safas ayum? And we have to know if it's such a svar. Now let's go right to the Gemara and Kuchav Avim and Aleph is be'ikah discussing that Rabbi Leza says you need both kosher and tolling. It has to be tied to the wall and hanging. It can't be dragging on the ground. The chacham that says benkach benkach peikim bay, do they mean to say you don't need tolling, whether it's tolling or not, or you don't need kosher either? The Gemara first started, Rav Abraham of Kana said, you don't need kosher either, you just need mesukin. But the Gemara brought a raya that the case of nagar hanigra, the case of a bolt that's tied, but nigra, it's dragging. And there, the Tanakhama says that nagar hanigra, you can only use in the mikdash. In the Medina, you can't use nagar hanigra. Tied is not enough, because it's not tolly. And that goes like Rav Elezer, that if it's munach, you can't use it in the mikdash either. But nagar and nigra, if it's dragging, if it's tied, kosher ve'ein etoli, you can use it in the mikdash, but not in the Medina. Medina, you need kosher and toli. That goes like Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, ha'munach be'mikdash ve'nigra be'medina. That if it's munach, you can even use it in the mikdash. And nigra, you can use in the Medina, meaning it needs kosher. That's a pshat, you need kosher, it has to be tied, but it can be nigra, it doesn't have to be toli. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like Rabbi Lezer, he holds that you don't need kosher v'tolli, but he holds you need at least kosher. So why did Rav Abba, Amar Rav Kana, why did they say you don't need kosher? So Gemara says, Yehuda al-Makai Tana, that there is a Tana, that a Braisa that the Tanakama needs kosher v'tolli, that would seem like Rabbi Lezer. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Mesukkah afinesh and a kosher, you need Mesukkah, you don't need kosher, it's mamash like Rav Abba, Amar Rav Kana. Adkan the sugya. Now, as a machlokes rishayim, what isser is the sugya talking about? For what isser do you need kasher and kasher v'tali in this sugya? Rashi learns on Zbinyan, because Rashi says the whole machlokes of Blaz Nacham is a machlokes of Esaf al Oyel Rai, it's a machlokes of Binyan. So in order to take care of the problem of Binyan, Rabbi Lezer holds you need both Kasha v'Tali. And the machlokes is, what did the Chachamim need? Did the Chacham al Kuponim need Kasha? Without Kasha, it would be an Isser of Binyan. They don't need Tali, but at least they need Kasha. Or no, Masukin is good enough to be called that there's no problem with Binyan. So that's a case of Nagar HaNigrar, which is discussing Binyan, where there's an Isser of Binyan by Nagar HaNigrar. If it's Munach, according to Tanakam, it is Isser Deraisa of Binyan. If it's Kasher, but not Tali, there's an Isser Derabanan of Binyan. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Munach is an Isser Derabanan, and Nigrar, if it's Kasher, not Tali, it's Mutter. And then you have the third sheet, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that says, Mesukin Af Yishein HaKasher, there's no Isser of Binyan, even though it's only Mesukin. That's all sheet this Rashi. We'll see in the next Amun how the next Gemara, the next Sugya Seh Gemara, which discusses it, that would seem to have to do with Muksa, even according to Rashi. But we'll... But Taisus holds no. Taisus holds that this Sugya is only discussing the Isser of Muksa. You said why you need Kasher V'Tali by Pekaka Chalein in this Sugya, and why you need Kasher V'Tali by Nagar and Nigar, etc., is all discussing Hilchas Muksa. To make it a Kli... is it, do you need Dafka Kasher and Tali to make it a Kli? Do you need Kasher Afvish and Tali to make it a Kli? Or is it a Kli just by Masukin alone? So Taisus is bothered. The Gemara before said that the Machlokes in Binyan, the Machlokes is in Esafa Bayel Arai. So why are we now saying a whole Sugya about Hilchas Muksa? When discussing Hilchas Muksa, right, where do you see two Machlokes in? Why does Rabbi Lezer hold you need Kasher V'Tali? Which Taisus holds is the same Shaila, why the Rabbanim would need Kasher, or Al Kapanim Mesukin, it's all Al Smuksa. How come the Gemara before said that the Shaila is Al Saisaf Al Eil Arai, which is Binyan? So Taisus says they're arguing with both, and it's Mukhrich. Why? How do you know they're arguing about Binyan? Because if they're only arguing about Muksa, so they wouldn't Zat Sinayim by a case of Pekaka Chaloin, they would Zat Sinayim by a case where there'd be no Tzad of Asering Mishum Binyan. Like Lamashal Taisus holds, the Kanish is Skinuv al Bayis Lias Pesach Manoel Bay is not talking about the bolt of the door. The Kanish is Skinuv al Bayis Lias Pesach Manoel Bay that the Gemara brings in the next Brysa, where there also the Gemara talks about if you need Kasha V'Tali, or you don't need Kasha V'Tali, and Rav Shmuel says you don't need either Kasha or Tali, but that's talking about a key. Pesach Manoel Bay means that's a key. In other words, there are cases of Kasha V'Tali and Kasha Avishain V'Tali, which b'chlal have no shaykhus to binyan. So p'kaka chalain, which there is an issue of binyan, v'aystays the arguing about the issue of binyan as well. But maybe the arguing only about binyan. So Taisus says that nagar ha-nigrar, at least according to this gemara, has absolutely no issue of binyan altogether. It's only an issue of muksa. So since they're arguing about nagar ha-nigrar, that shows you're arguing about muksa. And since they're arguing about p'kaka chalain, even though p'kaka chalain also has an inyan of muksa, has the same muksa issue, but still, since the argument of Kaka Chloim, which also has a binyan issue, vice is the argument in Hilchas Binyan. But since the argument Nagar and Nigar, which has no binyan issue, vice is the argument in Hilchas Muksa. That's a Teichin Divya Tesis. The Ramban and the Rashba, I think, are in the middle, because the Ramban and the Rashba say, and you say, that if it ever says you need Tali, that's because of binyan. There's no such thing in Hilchas Muksa of needing Tali. Tesis hold that way. But the Ramban and the Rashba says, for Tali, all you need is Kshira. I mean, for Muksa, all you need is Kshira. You would not need Tali for Hilchas Muksa. It's in the Stav of the Gezach. Muksa could be Mesukin is good enough, could be a need Kshira. But Tliya, there's no Makam in Hilchas Muksa to require Tliya. To make the thing a shame Kli, what difference does it make if it's hanging or not? You could say, if it's not tied, I never was Miyachet for a Kli. I have to make a Maisa, I'm going to use it. Kshira is the Maisa, I'm going to use it. Tliya has nothing to do with if I'm going to use it or not. If I'm kosher it, I'm going to use it just as much if it's Tali, if it's not Tali. Kshira is only for Muksa, period. Tliya, if you need Tliya, that's only for Binyan. If your hold is a problem of Binyan, Kshira wouldn't help. That's not Mukhrich, but that's what the Ramban and the Rashba are saying. Kshira alone wouldn't help for Binyan. If you want to be Mesakinit, Al Tuchlis Binyan, for that you need Tliya. You want to be Mesakin of Hilchas Muksa, for that you don't need Tliya. So if anyone says you need Tliya, he's saying it because of Binyan. So Rabbi Lezer is not saying it Al Smuksa. That's not like Taisus. Taisus saying Blazer is also saying al smuksa. No, Reb Blazer needs Tliya is not al smuksa. Reb Blazer says you need Tliya is al zbinyan. We don't know Reb Blazer sheet is in muksa. But if there are abundant hold, you need, there are abundant hold, you don't need Tliya. So, memela the zicha hold is no problem of binyan. So if there are abundant hold, you need kshira. Kshira is only al smuksa. And kshira with zicha held for muksa. So the machlekes Reb Blazer Nacham in this Mishnah, and who are the Meinager HaNigrar, if Reb Blazer says that Kshira alone is not good enough, you need Tliya, that's because of Ilchus Binyan. And there are abundant that say that Kshira is good enough, and you don't need Tliya, Al Karcha they hold there's no issue of Binyan. So why do you need Kshira? Only Al Smuksa. If they hold you don't need Kshira either, so Vaisis, there's no issue of Binyan. And for Muksa, Misukin is good enough. So these are the three shittas. Rashi holds that the whole sugya here, kshira and tliya, is al zbinyan. Taisus holds the whole sugya here, the kshira and the tliya, is al smuksa. And menagar and nigrar, in our sugya, there is no issue of binyan. And the Ramban and the Rashba hold that tliya is only benigeya to binyan, and kshira without tliya is only benigeya to muksa. Now there's a kasha shmuel on shmuel, which is also a kasha on the rif, which Taisus asks over here, Dir Masla Rev Yehuda, that by Chari Yishol Dekel, Shmuel Paskins, you don't need Kshira, you Mesukin Afi Sheina Kosher, you need Chayshiv, you don't need Kosher, and by Nagar HaNigar, Shmuel and Erev and Paskins, Halacha Krab Yehuda, that you do need Kosher. And Agamar is Medamit. Agamar says, by Nagar HaNigar, you need Kosher, and that's similar to the din of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which the Gemara talks about in Amud Beis of Gadol LeEitzim, that's good enough. So Taisus says the Teretz, and the Rosh says this in the Rif, that the Gemara in Erevin held that by Nagar and Nigra there is an issue of binyan, and that's why the Gemara held the Nikshira al Zbinyan. But Agamara nem done that Nagar and Nigra there is no issue of binyan, and that's why in Agamara you don't need kosher, because for Muksa Agamara is paskening that you don't need kosher. So it's a machlekes. Our Gemara names on Nagar and Nigra, the issue is Muksa, because this whole Gemara is discussing Muksa. And the Gemara in Erevin is naming on the Nagar and Nigra, the issue is Binyan. So the Rif Paskins, like the Gemara in Erevin, like Shmuel, that you need Kosher for Binyan. But this one only Shtim and Taisis that holds that Kosher Afrishay Natali, even though it's Nigrar, Kosher could work for Binyan. But the Ramban and the Rashba that say that Kosher Afrishay Natali only works for Muksa, and Tali, if you need Tali, that's what works for Binyan. So Al Karchach, Shmuel that Paskin by Nagar HaNigrar, that you need Kosher, is Al Smuksa. So then it's Takashver. So why does he Paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? And here also by Pkaka Chalain. The Rif Paskins by Pkaka Chalain, you don't need Kosher. So that's also Al Smuksa. So the Ramban says that Pkaka Chalain is you need Mesukin. And by the case of Chari Yishol Dekel, Shegadun La'itzim that we had before, the pshat is that really Chari Yishol Dekel don't really need the tikkun. It's only because you were Gadun La'itzim. So the Machshav is Mevatel the Gadun La'itzim in the Memil of the Fi Yeshiva. Mashayin Kain by Pkaka, by Nagar HaNigar, I mean, the problem, the reason why you need Kshira is because it's not Mesukin. So Memil, that's why it doesn't work. It's a complicated, very complicated sugya. Maybe we'll do some more on Kilchavav and Medeis. To have all these different chalukim and hilchos muksa between the Evan Shalpi Achavis and the Chayir Shel Dekel Shegadun La'itzim and the Pkaka Chalain and the Nagar HaNigrar and the Kisa Kalim. There are Kamashitas in Rishainim that say all sorts of different pratim and chalukim between the different cases. But the Ikka, what we're saying now is that Taisus and the Rosh hold that when Shmuel said in Erevin, Amr Rav Yehuda, that halachic Rav Yehuda, that by Nagar HaNigrar, it's also be Medina. I mean, it's mutter Medina, but you need Nagar HaNigra. Munach would be also be Medina, I mean. That Isser is an Isser of Binyan, not of Muksa. Mashenke in the Ramban, he holds a no, that is an Isser of Muksa. Since that Gemara is making a chilik between Kaka Chalain and Nagar HaNigra as opposed to our Gemara. Now one more Ara on Rashi. Rashi learns his whole Gemara is Al Zbinyan. So Kumtei says it's sad that according to Chachamim, you need Kosher for binyan. But the shayla is, but the Gemara before said that there are abundant hold, there's no issa being meisaf al ayil arai. If there's no issa being meisaf al ayil arai, why should you need kosher al zbinyan? You're allowed to be meisaf al ayil arai. The chayyur, it's a pliya. The other Rishonim learned the Kshir is Al Smuksa. Taisus learns the Tli is also Al Smuksa. The Rabban holds just the Kshir without the Tli is Al Smuksa. But the Kshira, that if the Rabbanim would hold unique Kshira, it would be Al Smuksa. But Rashi who holds that the Kshira is Al Sminyan, but it says before you let it be Mesa Falayel Arai. So how could unique Kshira Al Sminyan? And the Gemara Ula Vashas says this thing in a few places. The Rabbanim hold there's no Issa to be Mesa Falayel Arai. When you have, let's say, a machtzelis with a tefach done, you could do the rest of it. You have the fourth wall of the sukkah. All these things, you don't have kosher. Stam, there's no issa to yumaisa falayel arai. Why would you need kosher for? So the Avnei Nezer, in Simon Reish Chav Dalet, at the end of the tshuva, he says, as asvar. He says, you find the halacha, that when you have a, you're not allowed to put in stuffing into a pillow. That's a siyas kli. But if there's already stuffing in the pillow and it falls out, you're allowed to return it. That's a Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak. And the reason is, was even when it's out of the Kli, it still has a shame Kli. It still has a Chalai shame, it still has a Tayus Kli, even though it's out of the Kli. It's still a pillow. It's temporarily not there, but it's still considered to be part of the Kli. It's not called a Sias Kli to replace the stuffing. So he says, a Pekaka Chalain would also be that way. You're saying a Pekaka Chalain is Arai? Not really. When you put in a pekaka chalain, enachinami, it's not going to stay in the chalain for that long. It's meant to be taken out. So as far as actually being in the chalain, it's aray. But the pekaka chalain is a chelik of the wall. Because when you replace it, and you take it out, and you put it back, and you take it out, and you put it back, even when it's not in the wall. It's binyan. So in that prat, you could call it a binyan kva. That's why you would need kosher. If your hold is an issa to be meisaf al arai, so it's the kikah b'poil that's usser. For that you need toli. If your hold is no isser, so that's why you don't need toli. Why would you need kosher? The kosher is because without kosher it's kva. Because there's an element of kva here. This is the official kaka chaloin. So if you're going to use it when it's not kosher, that could be considered ka'im like you're using a oil kva. For that you need alkoponim kosher, even though for that you would need toli. That's Be'erich the Svara. This is Atifa Svara. Alkoponim avisal leichtemach in the kasha. Why would you need kosher if you don't hold this in Issa of Meisaf al-Eil Arai? He says, because without kosher you consider it a binyan kva, because even though it doesn't stay in the window, but the very fact that it's miyuchet to be in the window could be considered to be kva in a certain sense.